Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Under a Shady Tree with Reverend Terry Power and Robin McKean. Come on in. Grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These two mountain witches are about to start their talk. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. That's right, I am joined tonight by my love, my lady, my partner, my best friend, my beautiful wife. Hi, darling, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing really well this evening. How are you?
Doing great. I'm home tonight. It's all good. Getting ready for a long weekend. Got a ton of honeydew projects and just looking forward to getting some stuff done.
Yep.
So,
me too.
So a lot of people have expressed their well wishes after your bout with whatever on Tuesday night. So anybody wanted me to welcome you back.
Yep. Thanks.
So.
But I'm fine now.
Yeah. Yeah, it was either one of those 24-hour things or it was some kind of something you ate. But
I think
either
it was
way,
something I ate, to be honest.
Yeah, because if it was the 24-hour thing, it probably would have gotten us all. So,
mm-hmm.
So anyway, well, we're glad that you are back with us, and I'm excited about tonight's show. You know, we have for weeks been talking about an event coming up that we're going to be right around the corner. And we have two of the organizing members of Hands of Change are here to talk about the event and hang out with us under the shady tree for the next hour. So let's go ahead and bring in Amara and James. Let's see. There we go. Got to flip all the switches. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, guys.
Great,
hi,
Robin,
how are
nice
you?
Nice to be with you tonight.
Good.
Good.
Yeah, thanks
great to
for being
have
with
you.
Us this evening. Appreciate it. Well, we're excited to be here, and we've been having a great time organizing this festival and spending more time with you guys, so that's been fun.
Yeah. Well, we're certainly looking forward to the event and enjoyed hanging out with you guys and coming over to visit and work and have meetings and I've really enjoyed the time that we have spent together working on this. So thanks for including it.
Well, we thank you for all your support and help.
It has been nice getting my hand back in organizing an event. And also, it has reminded me why I stopped doing it.
Right.
But I love doing it. But it is very, for anybody who's ever thought, gee, it would be really great if I could, you know, do my own event, it is exceedingly time-consuming and emotionally draining at times, but extremely rewarding, too. I mean, when everything's done and you look around and you see that the event is running itself and people are having a great time, and it's just so gratifying to see people enjoying themselves, and knowing that you facilitated that is, it's everything, so... Kudos to you guys for doing this year after year. Thanks.
So,
and, you know, it's so great to see it coming together, and
mm-hmm.
I can kind of see a picture of how fun it's going to be now in my head, and that it's
mm-hmm.
really motivating to keep going and
yeah,
and everything. We just got the tentative schedule up on our website tonight. So
I saw that. That's awesome.
All right. Well, hey, before we get too far into this, there might be out there in amongst our listeners around the globe one or two people that are not familiar with Hands of Change and or you guys. So which one of you is going to be the principal spokesperson for Hands of Change, that sort of thing?
I think that makes sense for Mar to do that.
All right.
She's a founding member.
So Hands of Change is a 20-year-old Wiccan, coven, and church that has been operating in the New Brunswick, New Jersey area for all this time, doing public ritual and classes and community service. We consider ourselves to be a teaching group, and we also do healing for ourselves, our community, and our world, and we have a very active community.
You guys hold open rituals regularly. You have, like you said, healing events, you know, all kinds of educational information. I have been sitting back for the last 20 years pretty much watching you guys mature and grow and change and just, you know, just keep going and keep doing it and doing it the right way instead of, you know, having lots of drama and turnover and who doesn't like who kind of nonsense. You guys just really have done a wonderful job at maintaining the coven and the community.
I would say the credit for that goes to the founding members of the coven and the thought that they put into it in creating the bylaws and charter that anticipated problems that commonly plague small groups of our nature, and they've chosen to act in a very committed way, you know, using a system of consensus and having everyone involved in the decision making, and I think that that's proven its worth over the years.
Yeah, agreed.
All right. So, Amara, tell people about you specifically.
So I am one of the aforementioned founding members of Hands of Change. There were four women who founded the group 20 years ago. And I, aside from being a teacher and leader of the group, I do various healing things, Reiki and shamanic work, and I have a great interest in cross-cultural shamanism from Greek to Celtic to Middle Eastern, and I love to learn more and more about how different cultures viewed their native healers.
Interesting.
Yeah, very cool. All right, well, James, tell us a little more about you.
Well, I've been a member of the pagan community since 2000. I first became acquainted with Hands of Change in 2003 at a festival. In fact, it was a festival run by Robin and the Mid-Atlantic Pagan Alliance. And in 2011 at Beltane, I dedicated myself to the goddess with Hands of Change. It's been a milestone in my spiritual life, which has carried over into my daily life in many positive ways, and I find it of great benefit to me in focusing my energy in a positive way and overcoming some of my bad habits, which we all have. It's been very helpful to me in that regard.
Hey, James, I didn't know that you were introduced to the Covenant at the Beltane event. That's awesome.
Yep.
Another connection.
Met you and members of the Mid-Atlantic Pagan Alliance back then at the what was then the Lebanon State Forest in, I guess, Lebanon, New Jersey.
Cool.
I don't know if it's
See all the Lebanon, things you started? Yeah, apparently.
It's interesting that
and
you talk
it's
about
that spirit of the Mid-Atlantic Pagan Alliance, I think, that carries forward through our Ishtar Fest. There's many similarities that from then up till today in this new, still fairly new festival. This is our second year.
Yeah. Well, I think that anytime people come together and try to pull together to build community, it's a beautiful thing, whether, whoever's running it, and you guys are doing it right. And I'm actually very proud to sort of be sitting here watching you guys do it and feeling a little bit like the proud mom thinking, well, look, they came to my event and helped out, and now they're doing their own. Wow, that's so cool. So it's nice to see. It's really, really sort of nice to see.
Now, well, I want to jump back onto something James said about how the work he's done spiritually has overlapped into his daily life. And, that is one of the most exciting things to hear from someone. And something that, in fact, Robin and I were talking about a little over a week ago on our show. And, hearing someone else saying it. It's pretty exciting to hear other people talking about. So, James, I'm very happy to hear that your spiritual life and your, I guess, daily life tend to intersect, as it will ultimately for all of us.
Absolutely. It's, that's one of the, to my mind, the signature differences between Wicca and the mainstream religions and how your religion intersects with your mundane life. I think there's more personal responsibility that comes into play, but we learn the tools and through the process that helps us improve our daily lives.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's see. I've got just a lot of thoughts in my mind. How excited I am about the event that's coming up. So, who wants to talk about it? I know it's your second year doing Ishtar Fest, and this year's theme has taken a kind of a fun turn. So, Amara, I guess, would you tell us about the event and what people can expect?
Sure. Well, somebody on this call had suggested that we do this as a Sumerian Renaissance fair, and we kind of ran with that idea. So it's going to be people can dress up in costumes if they want. We're going to have skits and classes and rituals and music and activities and games for the kids, and I'm very excited because we have a band coming from Pittsburgh that does belly dance rock music named Ishtar, and so we'll be having them play during the Saturday night feast, where we have a couple of women in our group are very dedicated to being kitchen witches, and they're extremely excited about cooking Sumerian food for everyone, which is essentially Middle Eastern food. So it should be not too out of the ordinary, but enough that it'll be fun and interesting.
Sounds exciting.
Yep. So, and as I had mentioned, we just got the schedule up, so we have some things where the kids' activities and the adult activities are overlapping, so there'll be a magic show, and Elsbeth and I think Al are going to be leading a storytelling kind of thing, and then there's separate activities for the kids and for the adults, and you know, I actually think that some of the kids' activities sound great. I might want to do those. But they're having Sumerian races and Gilgamesh's quest and all kinds of interesting things.
That sounds so much fun.
That sounds like fun. I might go with the kids.
Yeah. I know that that Al was also talking to me about wanting to do her pagan conversations class, which she used to do at Beltane, which is basically everybody coming together and sort of doing a town meeting about what's going on in the community and what issues, you know, are they looking for input on from other people. And it's really kind of a great roundhouse discussion and really can forge some really nice friendships and cooperation. And I know at Beltane it was always a big hit. People used to ask me for it.
Very cool. Well, I'm sure we can find time for that.
Yeah.
All right. So again, you've got activities for the kids. Who are some of the people that are going to be doing workshops that and what can people expect to see there?
Well, some of the people giving workshops are you guys, so that'll be great. And Al, I'm not exactly sure what you're teaching yet. Maybe you can tell me.
We're supposed to do a workshop?
Shut up. Yes, we are.
don't make her freak out. That's not nice this close to the event.
Oh, I am completely at peace. I got beyond the... Robin was very nice to talk me down the night that I freaked out. But ever since then, I've been pretty calm.
That's good.
We all decided that our mission was to have fun with this festival, and whatever happens, we're going to have fun. Mm-hmm. So we've been going on that premise since then.
Good. Excellent. Well, I think that Terry and I had talked about perhaps doing a couples communication workshop that we've done many places. And it's not just like couples who are romantically involved. It can be polyamorous relationships. It can be how do two people who work together get along? How do two people who have to live together who are not romantically entangled, like a roommate, how can they effectively communicate? It's really about communicating in relationships and any relationship in your life, your mother, your sister, your brother. How do you deal with acrimony? How do you deal with people who you really care about? How do you deal with people who are passive-aggressive? How do you deal with people who are irresponsible? I mean, there are all sorts of things, and how to create a safe place to communicate. There's my blurb.
Okay, well, I'm sorry I was not taking notes.
That's all right. I'll write it down and send it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure it's written down somewhere already.
You
got
to start with, here's my blurb if you want me to take notes.
Yeah, that's all right. No, I'll put it in writing and send it. There are other classes. We'll talk. There are other classes we can do as well if you need more. I think we were hoping to teach two classes.
Okay. Well, I have you each down for one class. So.
Okay.
Tell me what you want to do.
We'll move together
around.
Yep.
So some of the other things that are being taught. Are augury and ornithomancy, which I think has something to do with birds, but I'm not positive. Ninkasi and the art of ancient brewing, where one of our members has done a lot of research in ancient beer brewing from 5,000 years ago and has brewed a batch of beer that came – it actually has bread in it, so they drink it with the straw, apparently, so they don't get the bread in their mouths. So that's interesting, and he's going to have samples of that and let people and talk about how he made it and do a little workshop on how to make it. I believe Hercules is going to be talking about the Sumerian equivalent of Hercules in their mythologies. His name is Melkart. And I'm going to be teaching a class on that's called Modern Wisdom from Ancient Sumeria, because we've gotten all kinds of modern stuff from back then, things like wheeled vehicles and indoor plumbing and irrigation and things that people may not realize are quite that old. And we'll have some ritual as well. The Red Oak Grove is going to be doing a full moon ritual for us Friday night, and Hedwana is going to be doing a devotion to Ishtar and her parents, her godly parents. And I'm really excited. On Sunday, as our closing ritual, we're going to be doing a butterfly release for healing and hope, and people can sponsor a butterfly if they like and have the name of somebody who's ill in their lives read during the ritual. And that's being partially sponsored by the South Jersey Pagan Pride folks.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Sounds like you've got a real handle on bringing people together.
Yeah, James?
The butterfly release, is it exclusively for family or friends who are ill, or what about in memorializing a loved one or a loved pet who has passed? Is that possible as
well? Clearly people can do whatever they want, but it's specifically healing is what the focus of this is. And I'm not exactly sure how the ritual is being done, but the woman who is leading the ritual is dedicated to Gula, who is the Sumerian goddess of healing. So it should be an interesting, whatever she picks is going to be interesting, I'm sure.
James, you can always send healing energy to the survivors of someone that you want to memorialize.
Absolutely. And people
and then,
don't
then
need to come to
theme.
Participate. Sorry.
No, I was. Go ahead, Amar.
I was saying, even if you're not actually coming to the festival, you can participate in the healing prayers by going on our website and sponsoring a butterfly.
Oh, very cool. What time is that ritual going to take place? So that people
I
can
believe
find
it'll
it.
Be 2 o'clock on Sunday. It's the closing ritual.
Awesome.
Okay.
Also, just an aside, I remember years ago going to a ritual up at Brushwood where they sent healing energies to the spirit of the person who had passed over, because oftentimes when people pass over, they have unfinished business or they feel, you know, that they had a very difficult passing, so they sent healing in that way. So, you know, you could talk to the person running the ritual and see if that was acceptable as well.
She's pretty easygoing. I'm pretty sure she'd be good with whatever anybody decided felt they needed to do.
All right. Now, I've got another question. Now, I understand that there's maybe going to be some Sumerian gods and goddesses wandering amongst the crowds.
You are right about that. We have our Sumer Fair players who will be invoking some of the Sumerian gods and acting out some myths from ancient Babylon, a Gilgamesh myth and a Utnapishtim myth. And if you don't know who Utnapishtim is, it's the same story as Noah. And we'll be excerpting a scene from the play that we performed last year about Tammuz and Ishtar's wedding, which was pretty fun, and people kind of got into that last year. So we'll...
Okay, so there's going to be wandering minstrels as the Sumerian gods and goddesses.
Correct. There'll be wandering minstrels and actors, I guess, playing the parts. And I'm excited because last year I was the queen of the underworld, and I figure that's a good way to make sure that everything goes right at the festival. Invoking that energy. Absolutely. Well, that's
all
wonderful.
Right.
I'm really looking forward to this. You know, it's going to be fun, but it's also going to be educational. And, I mean, I just think that this has everything, you know, it's hitting on all cylinders. People always complain, oh, you know, when we go to festivals, it's all about partying and you don't really learn anything. Well, this is going to be a fun party, but it's also going to be, you know, some meat to learn and open your eyes to a new pantheon because people are always looking for real information. And it's one of the things you guys have always done so well as a coven and your teaching circles is here's some real information and passing it along. And so often you hear people who are involved in covens and other working groups where, you know, knowledge is like, ooh, it's oogie boogie, and you have to be, that's a third level secret. You can't know that yet. And you guys have just never had that sort of, you've never come across it in that way. And it's just one of the things I really respect about you guys is the ability and the wanting to share all this knowledge with people freely, and helping to educate is always a good thing.
Thank you.
I'm kind of a nerd as far as that goes. So when we did research for all the Sumerian stuff, I had a friend who worked at Rutgers in the ancient history department. So I would just spend hours in his office reading all of the original texts and putting the stuff together. So it's not boring the way it was. That's not boring to me, but I know it would be to other people. We've sort of turned it into fun. So, and we will be having fire drum circles at night, so that should be really cool as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And fire, I believe there will be a fire spinner at them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Probably
fire and drums are always fun.
Yes.
James?
We have a drum circle actually this weekend, the weekend on Saturday as well, aside from the festival.
Cool. Yeah, so that would be a great place for people who are maybe feeling like they wouldn't know anybody if they came to come to the drum circle and maybe meet a few people and feel like, okay, you know, these people are nice. And, you know, I think that's one of the great things about this is they can come to some of the open events you guys have and meet people and, you know, see that you guys don't have, like, three heads and you're not crazy. And you know.
Right.
Well, you might be a little crazy, but it's a good kind of crazy.
Well, we're all a little crazy, but yes, I had a call recently from somebody who was considering coming to the Unitarian Society where we meet in East Brunswick and just wanted to make sure I was, you know, not out of my head, I guess, but we had sort of a conversation and he said, oh, yeah, you seem normal. I'll come to your
job.
Normal,
you know,
normal is apparently a compliment at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big step for a lot of people to make that step to join a community and to go out and interact with other people because you hear such terrible stories, you know, sometimes, and people, you know, are afraid of being outed, they're afraid of being hurt, they're afraid of not fitting in, but, you know, you guys have always been so accepting of everybody from all walks of life, from every, you know, I have met such diverse people going to your circles, and it's just so nice to see people from everything that you could possibly think of, and it's wonderful because there are times that I have gone to other people's events, and you're like, oh, you know, we don't like people from that tradition here, or we don't want, you know, that going on here, and it always leaves a bad taste in my mouth. I mean, we're all striving on our spiritual path, and we all need community and we all need support, and it doesn't necessarily mean that we're all going to always agree, but it's something that we should do together and support each other. And you guys do,
absolutely.
Again, you guys do an excellent job of that.
Thanks, absolutely. I mean, pagans are so outnumbered, we got to stick together, right? I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
I can remember back when we were all hiding behind the walls, mm-hmm. and hell, we were just happy to have company.
Yeah.
You know? And now there's enough of us that people actually starting to feel like they can pick and choose who their company is behind the wall. And, you know, and they'll throw others out. And that just doesn't make any sense to me. You know, we're all walking the path.
It also doesn't make, we're all talking about, you know, and ye harm none, and it comes back to us. Whether you believe it comes back three times or just once or in this life or in the next life, no matter what, your actions come back to you. And what you need to keep in mind is that other people feel that, other people sense it. And, you know, you don't want to hurt people's feelings. You don't want to make, you know, people uncomfortable, or it's a horrible feeling to go somewhere and feel alone and in a room full of people.
Yeah.
That should never happen, you know.
Right. But it all too often does, that's for sure. I think that people who join us for the first time for Ishtar Fest or for the drum circle on Saturday night will be find themselves at ease almost immediately when they realize the setting that they're in. We haven't talked much about that, but it's a natural setting. It's a heavily wooded area, and in the middle of that, where the city, the ancient city of Uruk, is going to be recreated at the Ishtar Fest as it was last year. And the beauty of that natural setting, just, you know, I think for most anyone, will be reassuring and calming and put you in the mood to relax and have a good time and meet new people. And mm-hmm. create new friendships.
Yeah. You know, it's one of the things people have heard me say many times on this show and many times before I ever did this show. Every one of my really good friends, except one, I met through doing those Beltane events. And those people are still in my life. And it has been such a blessing to me over the years to have such deeply connected, close-knit friends. I am one of those people that my family is all over the United States. I'm not really, it's not that I'm not close to them, but I don't have a lot of people near me. But what I do have are friends. And it has been the best blessing in my life to have done those events and still have those people in my life. And I could only, you know, encourage people to come to events, meet people, and become the part of a community. I still, even though I haven't done those events in many years now, still a part of that community of friends that all came together there. So you can't put a price tag on that. That's just a priceless gift.
Absolutely. All right,
guys, let me jump in here and let you guys know that we are past the bottom of the hour, and it is time to take a short break. And I could not find a song in our deck about Ishtar, but I did find a song about Isis. So we're going to run with that. And
sounds good.
We're going to play a song by Dave the Bard called Isis Unveiled. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. Everybody, stick around.
Time of raw is end. as one, conceived daughter and son, sister, lover, goddess, queen, mother to every living being. Your light creates a shadow as you show your face unveiled. Your brother said betrays you, there's a coffin on the her in the night. Can you feel it changing? 14 pieces to the wind, parts of the land scattered widely, she will find and form a lover from her hands. The sky, her tears of gladness fall to the fertile ground, and set lost in his madness to the desert he is bound. Can you feel a change? Can you see her in the night? Can you feel it changing?
And now, a message from our friends at International Pagan Radio.
Tune in to International Pagan Radio. You can hear your favorite artists such as Dave the Bard, Tuatha Dea, Spiral Rhythm, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, and many, many more. Join us for exciting shows like Ask a Witch and Storytime with Rook as well. www.internationalpaganradio.com on the net, or on TuneIn Radio on your mobile devices. Join us on Facebook and Twitter, too. International Pagan Radio, all pagan, all the time.
You're listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. Now, back to the show.
We'll move you, Virginia.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. And tonight, also, Amara and Jane, members of Hands of Change, talking with us about the upcoming Ishtar Fest Sumer Fair. So, guys, before the break, we were just kind of hanging out at events, and there was some discussion about the energy at the property. And I know that that it's privately held property, and so basically, to find out much more than what we're hinting at, you have to go to the website and register for the event. Is that correct?
Yes.
That is correct. Another way, you know, like let's say we also were talking about the drum circle Saturday evening, and that's posted on our Facebook group and our website, and so people can sign up there, and if they're new to us, they can request the address, and you know, we'll send it to them. So, you know, there's no no issue about that. It's just that it's the sort of thing that, you know, we need to respect the, you know, private, the property rights of individuals everywhere in an event like this. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So someone would go to www.handsofchange.org.
Correct.
And then there's all kinds of information there. Now,
there's all kinds of information about our coven, the history of our coven, how we operate, our training program, the Ninefold Path, and specific information about our upcoming public events, such as the Ishtar Fest, Sumer Fair, the Drumming Circle on Saturday night. Our classes, our public classes are announced there. All of our public rituals are announced there. So it's an excellent resource, and people who come there can, you know, sign up, you know, subscribe, and when we have a new event coming up, they'll receive a notice about it, you know, if they share our email with us, their email with us. We only use it for that purpose. We don't interact with any other group. We don't share people's email addresses with any other group.
We also have a Facebook page both for Hands of Change and for Ishtar Fest 2017, which are both searchable.
Very cool. So this is a camping event, right? This is people are expected to bring tents and bedding and stuff like that, right?
That's correct.
All right.
So it is a camping event, and people are encouraged to camp for the whole weekend and also to dress in Sumerian garb, which they get a free crescent roll if they do that. But it's also possible to just come for the day on any of the 3 days and hang out with us and not camp, because we do know that some pagans don't like to camp. But I love to camp. But.
Me too. But if you do come camping, people, please remember not to check your brain at the door. Bring something warm to wear at night just in case it gets chilly. Bring tick repellent. Bring sunscreen. Bring plenty of water to drink. Bring some food. There will be food vendors, as they said, there will be food available. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't bring some stuff to augment that.
Right.
And make sure that you always bring shoes that you will wear. Do not go barefoot. As somebody who has worked many, many, many festivals in the medical tent, one of the most common things we see are people who step on sharp branches, sharp rocks, wayward nails, wayward, you know, discarded pop tops. You'd be surprised how sharp a broken plastic cap can be. So
bees,
wear shoes.
Sometimes people step on bees.
Yeah, bees. If you are allergic to bees, bring your EpiPen. If you know that you have a medication that you normally take that you need to, you know, maintain your health, please bring it. Don't think, oh, it's only 2 days, I'm not going to need it. Please bring it.
Also, if you do have medicines that you're taking that you have bad reactions, if you don't, let the medical staff know when you check in.
Yeah.
So that people
can
help keep an eye on things.
Right. And, you know, tick spray, sunscreen, water, these are just basic essentials. Good shoes, socks. You're going to be out in the woods. There are ticks, there are bugs, there are things that, you know, you want to protect yourself from. Actually, one of the most effective tick protections that I have found, oddly enough, wearing pantyhose under your pants. It might actually be a little bit warm for that, but it depends on how much you hate you hate the bugs.
We do have several nurses on staff, so if you think you have a tick, you can come to the first aid area and get that taken care of, but hopefully we'll not have too many incidents. And there will be also security staff there, so we're big on safety.
Yep,
making
absolutely.
Sure everyone's okay. And we really encourage people to pre-register because, first of all, you will find out where it is if you don't know, and secondly, you will get a list of all of the things that we think will
you should bring with you to help you have a good time.
Right.
Including
yeah,
all of the things Robin mentioned and many more. So this is there will be solar showers and port-a-johns, but it is somewhat radical self-reliance, so we want to help you make a good festival.
And might I add that...
Come prepared.
Yeah, come
Think
prepared.
About what you would need if you were out camping in the woods. You know, because you're going to be out camping in the woods. Don't expect that other people are going to, oh, well, you forgot to bring, you know, pillows. Well, somebody will find your pillows. No. You know, if you forget it, you might do without.
Well, one of the nice things about this site is that it's not far from civilization. So if you do forget something, there's probably a store you can run to. But the important thing is to try to just use your common sense and remember that if you're sleeping in a tent on the ground, that the ground will probably be 10 to 30 degrees colder than the air that you would walk around in. So bring a good sleeping bag. Don't think you can just bring a couple of blankets and throw them down and sleep in them because you're going to need some insulation between you and the ground.
And ground cloth between you and the sleeping bag. It is cold.
Yes. Yeah, it does get cold.
Yeah, somebody in the chat room is suggesting using very slightly diluted Listerine as a tick repellent. But they had gotten that from a medical professional, so...
rubbing it on your skin?
Yes, rubbing or spraying it onto your skin as a tick repellent.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would do that. A, you know, if you have any cuts, it's going to burn like hell. And
B, it's going to sting like a sunbitch.
Yeah, and or sunburn. It could exacerbate sunburn because Listerine or any kind of scope, any kind of mouthwash is about 80% alcohol. So yeah, I'm not sure I would recommend that. But you know, it could facilitate sunburn.
Well, I can tell you that many of us use kind of the witch version, the holistic version of bug spray, but the thing that works the best is Deep Woods Off.
Absolutely. Didn't we all learn that at years in Lebanon State Forest? There is no replacement for DEET when it comes to ticks.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, we're all trying to be eco-friendly, but kill the bugs. DEET will do it, you know.
James is suggesting that we mention that one of the policies that Hands of Change has always had is that we never want people not to come to our events because they can't afford it. So if somebody is totally into coming to this event and the price tag is too high for them, they should still contact us and we can come up with some kind of work study or other scholarship for them to be able to come.
Absolutely.
All right. And what is the price tag?
So for the weekend, it is $75, which includes the both nights of camping and the feast, as well as all the activities. And if they come for the day on Saturday, it's $40. Or if they come for the day on Friday or Sunday, it's $25.
Wow. That's just so reasonable for an event. I mean, if you go and look at any other event, it's over. Most of them are over $100 for the same time frame, and for stuff like that with the kids track included. And yeah, so that's really super reasonable. But
right, and most of the kids under 12 are free, and kids 12 to 17 are, I think they're $15 for the weekend. So
well, the price break is at 12, 11 or 12. What was that?
12. Yeah, 12.
Wow. Well, that is very reasonable.
We try to be.
Yeah. So, again, that website is www.handsofchange.org. And you can get all the information. Now, someone told me that there might be some garb suggestions being posted to the website also for people that wanted to wear Sumerian garb?
So we don't have that up yet. I did post some things on Facebook about that, but I will try in the next few days to get up some suggestions about what you might wear. But, you know, off-the-shoulder toga is kind of what a Sumerian would wear, some kind of tunic or off-the-shoulder toga.
Okay.
Fabulous.
Men or women?
Of course, will be in more magnificent garb.
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay.
So basically, it's a big toga party, is what you're saying.
Right.
Toga.
Toga. Toga. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We promise
I know somebody.
Unlike any Renaissance fair you've ever been to before.
Absolutely. That is true. And we did make it to a few pagan festival listings, including the one that Pathios runs. So we were pretty happy about that. They thought we had a cool festival, and they featured us.
Excellent. All right. Well, hey, you guys stick around for just a minute, but it is at the time of the show where I normally ask my lovely bride to tell people how they can get in touch with us.
Aha. Well, if somebody needs to get in touch with either Terry or myself, the best way to do that is to write to us at littlestonebridge@gmail.com, or you can find us on Facebook at the Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings page, or you can look at our individual Facebook pages, mine being Robin A. McKean, and Terry's Facebook page is Rev Terry Power HP. And that's the best way to get a hold of us if you'd like us to come teach at an event, or you'd like to have some input from us in reference to, oh, lots of stuff. But just ask your questions. If you have questions about anything on the radio show, any of the shows that we've done in the past, or an idea for an upcoming show, or you have a book or an album that you'd like to be on the show to talk about, please contact us and put that in the subject line so that we know what it is. Don't just say, you know, like, hi, Robin, or hi, Terry, because every junk mail scammer in the world is sending us emails like that. So do something that tells us what it's about. Thanks.
Yeah, everything she said.
Okay. You know, I just reminded of one of the things that people go to Renaissance fairs often for many other reasons, but is also for the vendors. And
yes.
We will be similar to other Renaissance fairs in that regard as well. We'll have a variety of vendors that have registered to present at our festival.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be lots of really cool stuff there. I know some of the vendors who are coming, and I know they have gorgeous, gorgeous things for sale.
And I believe we also have a massage therapist and a couple of readers coming so people can get
cool.
fortunes told.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and the fire circle, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to have a fire dancer as well.
Yay.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. You guys have so much good stuff planned. This is going to be an event not to miss. If you live anywhere in, you know, the tri-state area and beyond, and you can make it to this, I just really suggest it. This is getting in pretty much at the beginning of this festival, and it's always a great thing to say, hey, I was there when, and see how this is going to grow over the coming years, be a part of the community that's you know, coming together to create this beautiful melting pot of people from different spiritual traditions, people from different areas around the state, and it's just a beautiful thing to be a part of.
I couldn't agree
we
more.
We so appreciate all your support, guys. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Hey, you
I'm
know, friends for 20
be...
years, you know?
Absolutely.
So, any last things that anybody wanted to share? Any ideas or anything we didn't cover?
Well, I know we are starting to plan next year's Ishtar Fest already, and we have some exciting stuff on the docket for that. So if for those people who can make it this year, great, and for next year, even better.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
It's a great opportunity to make connections and forge new friendships that can last for years into the future, and enhance your spiritual and mundane life in ways that you'll be amazed at.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Very
well,
true.
Amazing is good. All right. Well, a couple of quick programming notes. I want to remind everybody that we are on four nights a week with a show getting ready to expand to a fifth night. We've got a host that's going to be bringing another show. We're still finalizing the details, so I'm not going to share too much yet. But I do want to remind you that on Sunday night, we've got Alan Ritter and talking about an emerging forest, looking at he's got this really interesting look at things and looks at game theory and spirituality and life and brings it together in a way that is kind of interesting and certainly profound. So you might want to check out An Emerging Forest on Sunday nights here on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Of course, Monday nights is Hercules Invictus and Athena Victory with Voice of Olympus. Tuesday night is the night that Robin and I get together with you guys, and we either teach or do a ritual, like we did the Dark Moon ritual last week, or earlier this week, the week before, we were talking about walking your talk. And, there's always something interesting on Tuesday nights. Thursday night, of course, is our energy show, which we hang out under the shady tree and talk to cool and interesting people like Amara and James. And sometimes it's an author, sometimes it's a musician. But we try to find the most interesting people out there in the pagan community. We've had an author, M.R. Sellers, recently come on. So, quite a bit going on here on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Four nights a week, soon to be five, 9 o'clock on all of those nights. So thanks to everyone for being with us. Thanks for taking time out of your world to spend it with us and share this bit of time. We are honored that you spend time with us. Robin, any final thoughts?
No, just looking forward to the event, looking forward to seeing you guys. And everybody who can hear me, I hope you all show up.
Yeah, we'd love to see you guys.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, Amara, final thoughts?
It's apparently a super moon, new moon tonight. So everyone enjoy not seeing the moon in its even bigger format.
Yeah, absolutely. How counterintuitive.
Robin and Terry, I want to thank you all for inviting us to sit down with you under the tree and share a glass of sweet tea. It's been a real pleasure.
Honored to have had you with us.
Yeah.
All right. So, like Robin said, if you're listening to the sound of our voice and you are within travel distance, of course, that's anywhere on the planet if you really want to make an effort, come on out and join us on the 9th, 10th, and 11th of June at Ishtar Fest Sumer Fair. You will not be disappointed. We're going to have a blast. So thanks again to everyone, to all of our listeners, to my lovely bride, to our guests. Been a great night and really enjoyed the time. Thank you all.
Hail Ishtar.
Thank you.
And we wish you all a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Good night.
for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.